You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Diane, I am driving up to Twin Peaks right now, and I'm observing through the scenery here with a box of chocolate bunnies in hand, waiting for dang fine coffee and apple pie. Oh wait, it's not that Diane we're talking about, is it?
Yeah, definitely not that Diane.
Nope, no Twin Peaks, no Laura Dern going on here. This is
just a nice, lighthearted family comedy.
Oh yeah, nothing dark or depressing or thought-provoking about this at all. Very trivial stuff.
No, definitely not. A light trip fantastic, really.
Well, this is the movie Diane, and I am Justin Zarian, and over here we got Laura with us again. How are you doing?
Hello.
You're going to be hearing a lot of Laura this week, by the way, people, if you haven't already.
Yeah, this has been a lot of Laura.
Hey, I am not complaining, so. Well, so Laura, I am curious because I did not know anything about this movie when I first requested for it until I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes, and I was seeing where it's like, oh, not only is it getting really, really good reviews critically, but apparently it won top prize at Tribeca when it came out.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this movie either, except that it was getting great reviews. That's all, and had done well at Tribeca. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
So I was like, sure, I'll give it a shot. That sounds fine.
And, you know, I almost feel bad trying to say I want to give a synopsis for this, because I feel like a lot of this movie, you know, I'll say the premise, and I really don't want to spoil anything about this movie, because
I agree.
Yeah, a lot of this has to be discovered. But just the basic setup is that we have this main character, Diane, played by the lovely, lovely Mary Kay Place, which I know of her, but I never really paid attention to her as an actress for so many years. And like, oh, she's been in pretty much everything back in the day.
She's been in so many things. She's been in everything,
yeah. Yeah, you might recognize her from, you know, recently being more like Being John Malkovich and Girl Interrupted. She's on the Romanovs right now. But then she was really big back in the day with stuff like The Big Chill and then her big breakout show, Mary Hartman, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, she's a, you know, older woman who's trying to take care of her son, who has just gone out of, I guess, more than one rehab stints, which I can only imagine that's a pretty deep drug addiction he's going through.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So she's doing that, and you get the feeling that she does a lot of stuff to mitigate her frustrations with her son, because, like, yeah, there's only so much she can do, and her son's just like, oh, F off, Mom, go away, leave me alone, I'm busy. And it's just this very quiet character study about Diane dealing with this trouble and this gripe, these gripes, and just trying to discover more about herself, because she may be holding some secrets of her own.
Right. It's really hard for me to say anything else, even though I have a lot to say, because I don't want to spoil it, because I feel like this story unfolds. Then you have to watch it unfold to get it, and I don't want to say anything about it.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing, is that this movie's actually really short too, like only about 90 minutes tops, I think. So it's a pretty quick watch, and it actually, you know, it's one of those things where I see a movie that's this short and I'm like, oh, it must be very light in content. And yet they pack so much into this movie that I didn't even notice by the time it was almost over. I'm like, wow, oh, it's done.
Yeah, I thought this movie was great.
Oh yeah.
And you got it right. It's a character study completely. And I think that Mary Kay Place is in every single scene.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this really is all about her.
This movie is all her.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and she's
great. And she's great.
Mm-hmm. No, she's
Estelle Parsons, fucking great.
Which I didn't even recognize that was her, because I haven't seen Estelle Parsons in forever, you know? I'm just like,
I didn't either.
And then Andrea Martin.
Andrea Martin, yes. Oh, my God. She was so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just all these great, I don't know. Everybody was so great. The acting was fantastic in here. So that means to me that the directing must have been really good as well, because getting these great performances out of these characters.
Yeah, which on that note, also, just think of this guy, Jake Lacy, who plays her son, which I know I've seen him before, but he's kind of one of those very, you know, close up-and-coming actors. Recently, he was one of the Stooges in Rampage, that movie with the giant gorilla monster stuff. But it seems like this is him, because I mean, he's also got his big break from The Office, like the later seasons. He's trying to push himself a little harder, it feels like, and he's got a lot of range to cover this movie. Like, you wouldn't think that when I go by the premise, but when you see his journey throughout the movie, it's amazing what he has to do to go from highs and lows and all different kinds of angles. But the thing I'm very interested about is this director, now that you mentioned the writing and directing, Kent Jones, which he's actually not directed a whole lot. It's mostly...
I think I was reading somewhere that it's his feature... his feature directorial debut?
For fiction films, because he previously wrote and directed that Hitchcock Truffaut film, if you remember that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. So if this is his first outing as a fiction filmmaker, I'm very impressed.
I am, too.
No,
good job.
One of the things I really like about this movie is that it really is a movie about aging. You know, it's really a movie about what it's like for people who get up into that level, like, you know, kind of like late 50s, early 60s range, and just reflecting upon the fact, like, yeah, life is moving on. My friends are starting to die off. My family's starting to die off. I have these problems with my son. I have my problems with myself. And then it's done in a way that, you know, obviously it could be very exploitive in the wrong hands. But in here, it felt very just natural, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was very poignant and... I don't know, dare I say tenderly shot? I don't know. Poignant is a good one for me.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's like, it's not shot with any, like, flashy veneer or any, like, you know, like...
No.
It's very simple, but in a way that also kind of helps with the film, where there's a thing that my wife noticed while we were watching this, where there's a lot of transitions using driving, you know, like, where you're just driving from one location to another, and it's just this very soothing effect to the movie. It gives a very nice kind of even, you know, steady tone to it, and it just, it made it just very relaxing to watch this movie, even during some of the more tense moments.
Yeah, I didn't notice that so much, but I did notice that there's a lot of soft lighting, or maybe it was the lenses choice, the camera choice, but it visually was soft, so yeah, I don't know, dulled edges maybe?
Yeah, no, very, very much so. And in fact, it's weird because you actually notice throughout the movie that the style of the cinematography changes a little bit, very subtly, where it has more of that washed out effect in the beginning. It starts to become a little lighter, but then a little bit darker depending on what's happening in the sequences. And I think it was a very subtle technique that I liked a lot in this movie, you know?
Me too. I thought that really worked well. Yeah, a lot of subtle hit things throughout this movie. A lot of visual cues here and there, and you know, just, I mean, great job.
Yeah, I mean I know, I feel like we're just gonna say a lot of great stuff. I did have a couple gripes with it, but like not major ones. I will say that it did take a while for this movie to get where it was going, because it's very measured pacing throughout it, and at first, for like the first 10 minutes, you'll be like, I have no idea where this story is going. I think I know just based on the premise of, you know, mothers taking care of druggy sons, because we've seen a lot of those movies lately. Like, what was it, Beautiful Boy and Ben Is Back in those movies?
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like once I said that, the movie started to show its hand and what it was doing. And I'm like, oh.
Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not this movie.
No. But then I also felt that some of the dialogue was a little on the nose at points, where I'm just like, okay, it's okay, movie. You don't need to spell out everything she's thinking right now. You know, like, and it didn't happen all the time. There's just a few moments where people lay out things in front of you, and I'm just like,
A couple speeches here and there.
Yeah. I mean, and most of it's done to the service of the plot, so it's not, like, completely jarring, thankfully.
Yeah.
And I think there was only maybe one sequence I wasn't crazy about, because one thing that's interesting is that the movie really has very little music to it, like, only in precise spots. And one of the spots where there's music is a spot where she has a she's trying to reach out to her son while he's clearly just, like, totally high off his mind. And I don't know, that sequence was very alien, almost. You know, like, it didn't feel like it fit in this movie.
So funny, I can't even remember the music, or I don't remember the soundtrack or anything to this, but it was a quiet film.
Well, yeah, no, there's very little music. Like, it only comes up in sporadic spots here and there throughout it. But... I mean, again, these are very big nitpicks for the movie, because on the whole, I just felt like I was very moved by this movie, especially the closer it got towards the end when it started to show those themes more hardcore. It really...
And you realize what the fuck was going on, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, absolutely.
And again, I can't comment. I don't feel like I want to comment on it, even though I have some stuff to say about it, but I don't want to say anything to spoil... Yeah.
I'll just say this, that the way that it unfolds, it feels very natural. Like, there's no contrivances, there's no dramatic twists. It's just watching people who you believe could be in your family, you know, dealing with these kind of problems. And I think that's a great touch to the movie, that it feels... Because I think I think they're implying that it's supposed to be taking place like in Maine, I think, or New York.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure. Somewhere in New England. I was not entirely sure.
Yeah, no, it feels like everyone here is someone you could see in like a small upstate New York or Maine town overall.
Yeah. And that's one thing I like too, is just it's these real people. It's a real person who's had a real life. It's been nothing flashy or showy or anything. It's nothing, I don't know, I don't want to say nothing particularly special, but it's a normal person, and these are normal people.
Yeah, with all the...
this is life.
With all the Hollywood movies coming out lately, it's kind of nice to see real people in movies for a while, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked how personal it was. This is just a very personal story. I mean, it's all personal. It's just this one person's story, and it's really nice.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, you know, it's funny to try to cut this short review, but I'm going to make it short, but I really don't have much else to say. I really want people to watch this movie and enjoy it for themselves. It's just...
Me too.
It's such a great experience. So I guess maybe tossing the ball to you, what are your final thoughts leading into your final rating, if you have anything else to say?
I don't have a whole lot to say about this other than I agree. I love how personal it is. I love stories about... I love that it's a story about a person and her... you know, her life as she's aging and what she's dealing with. I like that the story unfolds and we see it through her eyes as it's happening to her in a way. Mm-hmm. And what a quiet and personal film it was. It really sucked me into it, and I definitely just wanted to continue watching it. At no point did I really get taken out of the film. And I appreciate that. I just appreciate so many things about this. I thought that it was done very nicely. What else do I want to say? I think that's pretty much it. But it did make me think a lot about aging and about what people go through and, you know, how you experience your own life and, you know, who you take care of, what you do, and the choices you make and don't make. So it was a very thought-provoking film. I watched a bunch of thought-provoking films this week. I really think that I encourage people to watch this film. I think you'll benefit from it and hopefully enjoy it the way that I have.
Yeah, so what would you give it for your arbitrary rating then?
My arbitrary rating is... Ooh, I'm stumped. I can't think of anything witty to say, but a couple of boxed dinners being dropped off at your, you know, loved ones, even though you know that they're not going to appreciate it.
Aww.
You do it anyway.
Aww. You know, and that's the thing that makes you sympathize with Diane as a character, is that on the one hand, she's clearly doing this stuff to, you know, lessen her own pain. So it's not entirely motivated out of the kindness of her own heart. But you feel like she does actually care about these people. She cares about her cousin. Yeah. She cares about her, you know, her extended family.
She cares about everybody.
Yeah, and it's almost so much that you think that she cares so much about everyone else that there has to be something else going on beneath it.
Right.
And there is. I won't say what. I won't say who. But it makes more sense to a lot of stuff happening in the story when you realize what actually happened and how it unfolds of the reveal of it. So, it just left me thinking at the very end. So I gotta give this... 8.5 out of 10 thematically relevant red caps.
Ah, very nice. Wow.
Yeah. So, no, I think this is just good. If you just want to watch this. Well, you know what? I'd almost say watch this with your mom or your grandma or something like that, but I think they might be really afraid of their own age at that point if you try to watch it with them.
Or they might just laugh and go, yep.
I've been like that. Uncle Jesse and Aunt Joan or whatever.
Yeah.
No, go watch this. It's great.
I agree. Go watch it.